This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, today is a very, 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 very busy day. First, I don't even know if I'm going to talk about this first, because this is just, to me, kind of a head-scratcher, because I've predicted we had a third type of diabetes, but this third type of diabetes is a little bit different than the one I predicted. So I got to tell you guys this story. Without making myself look dumb, okay? Because I predicted a third type of diabetes, and they've now defined a third type of diabetes, type 3C. But it's nothing like the diabetes that I've been telling you about, so I'm a little frustrated with that. So give me a minute to digest what's going on with this one. I did write an article about it, if you're that excited to hear. But we do have a third type of diabetes, and what's very interesting about this is many of you type 2 diabetics might actually have this type 3 diabetes and not know it, which is why your type 2 diabetes is not in good control. Then another study has come out linking statin use. Now, statin medications like lovastatin, pravastatin, atorvastatin, like your Lipitor, Crestor, etc., cholesterol medications were linked to a 30% increased risk of diabetes. So I don't want to say Crestor wasn't as bad as the other ones, but there's been a lot of discussion and concern that while you're trying to cure and prevent one disease, you're spurring another. We're going to break that down, as statin use has been linked to diabetes at least by 30%. New York is now banning e-cigs in restaurants, bars, and other public places. We knew this would happen. New York is kind of a trendsetter when it comes to changing cup sizes and, you know, trying to stamp out smoking. So now with the e-cig ban, we'll talk about that and what's happening there. Botox may actually benefit children. We'll tell you what, where, why. Then we have some more news with Alzheimer's. They believe that we may be able to prevent Alzheimer's within a decade. Now, for those of you who are similar to age as me, okay, you know, just a little bit older than our 20s, we're like, man, hurry up, because I don't want to get Alzheimer's, you know, by the time I'm, et cetera. So if they can, you know, get moving on this, it's going to be exciting. Then there's been a lot of discussion of Nancy Pelosi's health. Okay? I know a lot of us aren't really fans of Nancy Pelosi, and I don't like it when I hear people joke around and say something is wrong with somebody or medically wrong when it isn't. But when you watch her speak and you listen to her speak, but you watch her movements as she speaks, she struggles. And I was interviewed today on Doug McIntyre in the morning with Leanne Tweeden on KABC about, you know, what does she have? And we talked about aphasia. You know, could this mean she possibly had a stroke? So we're going to break that down. I'm going to let you guys listen to the clip and judge for yourself. But, you know, she's definitely had some issues with her speech, and it just kind of concerns you. Right? Because this could be really unseen in a lot of people, and this could bring a lot of awareness. It's a little frightening. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy. Stick your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Making huge headlines today is the Sears Whirlpool breakup. Sears Holdings is cutting its century-old ties with Whirlpool and will no longer sell the company's products. Now remember, Whirlpool included Maytag, KitchenAid, Gen Air. You know, my father used to fix appliances in people's houses. And when I hear him talk about Maytag and KitchenAid and Gen Air and Whirlpool, it just kind of, you know, warms my heart. You know, he busted his butt fixing those appliances. Not that they needed fixing. They were still good quality. He used to always tell me, always get a Whirlpool. Whirlpool washes the best. And I'm like, okay, Dad. Yeah, you know, what makes you think I want to wash clothes later, okay? I'm going to make my man do that. He's like, don't be stupid. You're going to have to wash your clothes. There's no way your man is going to wash your clothes. Get Whirlpool. I mean it. Don't be stupid. I'm like, okay, Dad. Anyway, but Sears plans to sell Whirlpool-branded products until its inventory is depleted. And they will still have Sears Kenmore. I'm not sure why. Whirlpool shares have dropped with the news. I know that Sears has been having some issues, and so they've been trying to cut costs. You know, Whirlpool's an amazing brand. Does any of you go to Sears? I haven't really walked into a Sears since, I think, 1985. The Uptown Machine Company eventually became Whirlpool. And washing machines started back in 1916. Then Sears later took a stake in the appliance company in 1921. So we've had washing machines for a long time. Sears said it will push its other top brands like LG, Samsung, Frigidaire, Bosch. And Sears also has to deal with Amazon to sell Kenmore-branded appliances. But, you know, You know, I remember Gemco? Did you guys have a Gemco growing up? We did. I lived in Vegas. I lived in L.A., Vegas, and Phoenix. Oh, by the way, Dodgers in the World Series. Woo! Go Dodgers. I'm sorry. I think the Astros are really, really cool. And the Dodgers in the World Series again, it's been like 27 years? Pretty, pretty exciting. But, I don't know. You know, Gemco's gone. Miller's Outpost, I think, is gone. Radio Shack is starting to, Radio Shack, you're not seeing that many. I think Circuit City, I don't think I've seen Circuit City around. Now it's all Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, Target, I like Walmart. I probably enjoy Walmart more than I like Gemco. But, you know, when you start to see the old school companies downsize and struggle and, you know, make changes, it's kind of sad. You know, we want something that reminds us of our youth. And Sears was a big day. What was it? Was it the Brady Bunch movie, Put on Your Sunday's Best, We're Going to Sears? What was that? Was that the Brady Bunch? But, you know, going to Sears was a big deal. So, you know, hopefully they can still stay afloat. I'm not sure why this move happened. I mean, but it's interesting nonetheless. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, and I also want to talk about, did you hear about this? Mark Cuban may run against Donald Trump. I think now every gazillionaire wants to now run for office. Why not be president? President Cuban. Yeah, no, Mark Cuban said he would run as a Republican, which means he wants to challenge Trump in the primary. Why not? I said, just wait. Wait until he finishes his 8 years. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Great game by the Eagles. I'm really proud of them. That they did amazing yesterday. I playing against the Redskins. The Redskins holding their own, but they, you know, Eagles are really on their way this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the playoffs. I'm really going to be surprised if the Bears make it to the playoffs. I mean, wow, what a comeback. But got to turn to baseball. Apparently, triple-digit heat. This is going to be, I think, a record for a World Series opener. They say this World Series opener could be the hottest on record as a heat wave is scorching Southern California. They say Santa Ana winds continue to blow across the Southland, bringing another day of record-breaking temperatures, red flag warnings, and what could be the warmest World Series game on record. I know, we're into the end of October. And it's this hot. It blows my mind. They say at 5 a.m., some cities in Southern California have already toppled 90 degrees. The Rich Thompson meteorologist of the National Weather Service, the temperature is like 90 degrees in Van Nuys, 91 in Burbank, meaning it is going to be hot. Of course, the World Series opens tonight at 5.09 p.m. Dodger Stadium. Dodgers are facing the Astros. And I guess before today, the hottest World Series game on record was played in Phoenix in 2001 when the Arizona Diamondbacks took on the New York Yankees in 94-degree weather. Now, Astros are from Houston, so they could take the heat. I forget what happened with the Diamondbacks and the Yankees. I should look that up. My guess is the Yankees won. I got to double check that. I don't remember my 2001 World Series score. Sorry about that. But they say downtown L.A., Burbank, Long Beach are expected to hit 104 degrees today. Pasadena, 106 degrees. Tonight's forecast, at least 97. So what does that mean for us? That means we're going to see a lot of sweaty baseball players. And I think baseball players are pretty hot. You know, you get to see more of the player in baseball than you do in football, like Tom Brady. I mean, I know Tom Brady's hot, but you can't see him until he takes off his helmet. And then you're like, well, man, now he's sitting on the bench. I mean, I want to watch him. Not that I want his helmet off when he plays, but it's just nice to see, you know, some good-looking guys, you know, playing. And so, see, a guy can't talk about that with girls. They can't say, oh, man, I love watching women play softball. Guys can't say that. They'll be like, you pig. But we women, we're like, man, baseball players are cute. Yeah, we get away with that. Well, I'm going to get away with it until it's not politically correct anymore. But it'll be very, very interesting. But I'm just so proud of the Dodgers. Because, you know, I was born in L.A., and so, you know, football's been crazy. You know, with the Raiders leaving, the Raiders coming back, and then, you know, Rams, and then the Chargers coming to L.A. You know, L.A. doesn't know what the heck to do with football. And then the Raiders are coming to Vegas. That's, so, pretty exciting stuff. All right. You know, it's interesting. You know, I talk about how Las Vegas is getting the Raiders, and this is going to be awesome because Las Vegas will be able to host a Super Bowl. Can you imagine coming to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl? You guys would have such a blast. You need to do it. Come out to Vegas. Come out to Vegas even if we aren't at the Super Bowl. But in the dead winter, the best places to have Super Bowl, like Houston, Glacier, you know, Phoenix, Florida, Vegas, you know, but we just can't be too hot. And that's going to really smack us in the butt if the climate change is getting warmer and warmer to the point that we end up being too hot to host a World Series. No, we wouldn't host a World Series here because we wouldn't have a baseball team. Yeah, we do, but yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a third type of diabetes called type 3C. Researchers from the University of Surrey found type 3C diabetes to be more common in adults than type 1 diabetes. And they found that those with type 3C diabetes were twice as likely to have poor blood sugar control than those with type 2 diabetes. And they think that the diabetes will occur years after an injury to the pancreas. And remember, the pancreas is the organ that produces insulin. So a person with type 3C diabetes, if they had a pancreas injury, then they're probably going to need insulin as opposed to these pills that treat insulin resistance. And we'll talk about that with diabetes in a second. Study author Andrew McGovern writes, our latest study has revealed that most cases of type 3C diabetes are being wrongly diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. Only 3% of the people in our sample of more than 2 million were correctly identified as having type 3C diabetes. So, if you're a type 2 diabetic, and you're on metformin, and you're on glipizide, and you're on Byetta, or Victoza, or Invokana, or whatever you're taking, right? And it's not working because you and your doctor are trying to avoid insulin at all costs. The problem is you may actually not have type 2 diabetes. You may have a type 3C diabetes. And then you need insulin instead because the reason why you're having the diabetes is an insulin issue and not the other issue. So really quickly, let's just, you know, review what diabetes is. So diabetes basically is a disease where your body doesn't know what to do with its sugar. And it doesn't metabolize the sugar properly. So you eat food, it gets broken down into proteins and nutrients and fat, water, and sugar. And you need all this for your cells to function. And the absorption doesn't happen in the stomach. It gets broken down in the stomach, but it gets absorbed in the intestine. Now, in order for the body to absorb that sugar in the intestine, the pancreas sitting nearby has to shoot out insulin. And this hormone, insulin, is like a key to a lock in the door. It fits like a keyhole of the door of the cell. Opens it up so sugar can enter. And you guys have heard me talk about how, you know, pretend you're in like a medical office. You have a waiting room, you have the hallways, and then you have the treatment rooms. The waiting room is like your mouth. The hallway is like your bloodstream. And then the treatment rooms are your cells. You need to get the sugar from the hallway into the room, or from the bloodstream into the cell. Insulin produced by the pancreas does this. So if you don't have enough insulin, sugar's just going to stay in the hallway or stay in the bloodstream. But so that would be like a type 1 diabetic. A type 1 diabetic doesn't produce enough insulin. They get very skinny because they're not being fed. If the sugar's staying in the bloodstream, sugar's not getting into the cells, so they start to lose weight. You'll diagnose this very early on in kids. There's some adult onset type 1, but more commonly we'll see this in kids, juvenile diabetes we used to call it. And then they start to lose weight, they start to feel sick, and we immediately have to give them insulin, all right, so that they could get the food from their bloodstream into the cell. Type 2 diabetes is usually adult onset, and you obviously had insulin, otherwise you would have never made it to your adulthood. So you have insulin, but a few things may be going on because your sugars are starting to rise. Either A, your insulin isn't enough. Your pancreas just isn't producing enough insulin, so you need more. And this might be why they came out with that type 3C. The other possibility is you have insulin, it just doesn't work right. It sucks. I don't know, the key is all rusty, or maybe there's something pushing against the door. So the insulin, is the key is in there. It's trying to open the door, but there's something pushing against it, so the sugar can't get in. Well, that could be fat, or what we call insulin resistance. So type 2 diabetes, you can see in kids, you can see in adults. And so now type 3 diabetes is where there's damage to your pancreas. Maybe you had pancreatitis, inflammation, or infection of the pancreas. Maybe you had a tumor. Maybe you had to have surgery that affected the pancreas. Maybe it was a gallstone that affected the pancreas. Maybe it's alcohol that you're drinking. But those types of diabetics, it may not be a fat or resistance issue. It may just be you just need insulin. If that sugar stays in the bloodstream, it could cause havoc all over the place. Cardiovascular disease, sugar sticky, so it can make arteriosclerotic plaques. It can cause blindness, the little blood vessels in your eyes try to neutralize some of the sugar, bring in an extra fluid, and the little blood vessels eventually pop. So you could go blind, you could get kidney disease. Your kidneys are working overtime to try to dump the extra sugar. Infections, bacteria love the taste of sugar. Plus, when you're diabetic, your immune system is down. So it's harder to fight infections. You have neuropathy, where the nerves don't work well. They either hurt too much or they're numb. You could get dementia. Diabetes could increase risk of Alzheimer's. So we want your blood sugars between 70 and 100. You'll be pre-diabetic if you're over 100 and under 125. But if your fasting blood sugar is over 126, you're diabetic. So, you know, if you're losing weight, if you're tired, if you're having urinary issues, you need to go and get yourself checked out. Get a fasting blood sugar done. Non-fasting is if you're over 200. And, don't panic too much if you have type 2 or type 3 diabetes, but be open to the idea that you may need insulin. Don't just tell yourself, I just want to do the pills. Because the pills treat a type 2 diabetic sometimes. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to treat your diabetes. And you may need those insulin shots to help bring that sugar into the cell. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. If you want to read more about this, I broke it down for you as simply as I can. And it's on my website at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So there's been a lot of discussion about 77-year-old Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy Pelosi, who is the House Minority Leader, appears to have difficulty speaking many times when she's either doing an interview or making a speech. And she seems to trip over her words, forget names, seems to finish a sentence leaving you going, what did she just say? Now, we're not doing this to make fun of politicians, okay? As a clinician, when I hear this, I scratch my head and go, wait a second, there could be something underlying going on. And that's the problem with being the doctor. Because in a way, you are always diagnosing. Nobody wants to hear that. But, you know, if I see a mole on you, I'm going to come in closer to look at that mole. You know, and I'm going to be like, well, I need to, you know, I just got to make sure it's not cancer. Or if I see your neck a little enlarged, I'm going to be like, gosh, is that a thyroid goiter? And so when I hear her stumbling over words, such as in this interview with MSNBC's Joy Reid, I get a little nervous. And I was on McIntyre in the Morning on KBC discussing this with them. And we're going to kind of play a clip and just kind of follow along. And you'll hear what I'm hearing. Blake, if you don't mind, go ahead and play that.
You know, I've served a long time on the Ethics Committee in the Congress. It's one of my dues that I pay to the caucus. And it's only about the facts and the law. If he's broken the law, you would think there would be a bipartisan move to do that. But because we don't like his policy and we don't like his attitude...
He's talking about Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
...we don't like about the president on a Sunday morning. If people have the facts... That's why I would like us to have an independent... We have an investigation within the Justice Department. We have an investigation within the Congress. We should have an outside investigation as to what happened.
And we are out of time, but if Robert Mueller comes back with a report saying that there is evidence of collusion between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia, do you believe he should be impeached?
Well, first of all, what does Mueller, where does Mueller take that?
Sure.
His burden of proof is different than what it would be in the Congress of the United States, and people should know that
yes.
He could go to a criminal investigation of some of the people he's investigating. What we're doing is saying the measure of behavior,
yeah.
The Constitution of the United States has crimes and misdemeanors, but in any case, we've got to fight this tax bill is Armageddon. This is
okay. She stammers a little bit, and word finding happens to all of us, you know, where we try to find the right word, and we may stumble a little bit, and, you know, and I do that on my show all the time, where I can't find the right word, right, or I'll have a brain fart. But with her and what's going on with her, and mind you, she's 77 years old, and she's still a very intelligent, bright, capable woman. We may disagree with her, you know, politics, and we might really, you know, want to throw darts at, you know, her face because of Obamacare. Granted, she's 77 years old. She's still hustling all over Congress. You know, she's a power woman. But when you hear the stammering with the words, and this isn't the first time, you know, it's like, get the word out. Why can't you get the word out? And why are you, you know, calling him a mother? So she's struggling. And so I was asked, what is this? And so it's basically an aphasia. And an aphasia is where you have an impairment of language. Now, you could have aphasias for a variety of issues. You could be tired. Okay? You know, sometimes, the dogs and the cats kept me up, and I come on air, and I'm like, sometimes you could be a stutter. All right, so that's fine. Okay, so that happens. Sometimes you could be nervous. You're on an interview. You're on MSNBC. You don't want to say the wrong thing because the media is going to jump all over you. So, yeah, you could be a little nervous. You could be anxious. You could be depressed. Yeah, and you could have some issues with your speech. But on the other end of the spectrum, it could be like John McCain, where he was stumbling over when he was speaking, and then it turns out he had a brain tumor. Or it could be a stroke. Or it could be atrophy, brain atrophy, or Alzheimer's, or dementia. And so when somebody starts having difficulty getting words out, the infection, etc., we clinicians take that very, very seriously. So there's a variety of different types of aphasia. There's global aphasia. That's the most severe form. We don't think she has that. But that's where people just can't say these words or understand what's being said. So people with global aphasia can't read, they can't write, and you know, we may see this after a stroke, and that's something that you've seen in some movies where they just won't speak. That would be like a global aphasia. Broca's aphasia is where you know what you want to say, but the speech output is reduced, and you can't get the words out. You know what you want to say. You understand. You can read. You know exactly what you want to get out, but it won't come out of your mouth. That's a Broca's aphasia, or sometimes we call it a non-fluent aphasia. Then you have like a mixed where you have, you know, speech that seems to be, you know, need a lot of effort. All right, it kind of looks like Broca's aphasia, but they start having issues with comprehension of it. Then we have the Wernicke's aphasia. The Wernicke's aphasia is where you are having issues connecting the speech or understanding what you want to say, where you just can't put the words together. There's a disconnect. Reading's impaired. Writing could be repaired. There's anomic aphasia, where people who are persistently unable to supply the words for what they want to talk about, like, you know, like nouns and verbs that anybody else you would think would get out. There's a chance that what we just heard could be a form of anomic aphasia, or it could be primary progressive aphasia. Now, primary progressive aphasia, you're going to start hearing a lot more. And this is where somebody slowly starts to deteriorate with their speech. And we might see this in neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or frontotemporal lobar degeneration. And basically, the brain tissue that is crucial for speech and language starts to deteriorate because of the atrophy or because of the dementia. And so you might not see the dementia, but the speech may be the first symptom. Now, again, I'm not saying Speaker Nancy Pelosi has these, you know, has dementia or these issues, although I still really don't understand, you know, the Obamacare bill. But I can't blame dementia for that. That has to be politics. But anyway, you know, when it comes to our grandparents or our parents and trying to decide, you know, do they have dementia? Do they have issues? One of the first things you're going to pick up on is their speech. It may not even be memory. It could be their speech. And whenever somebody starts to have changes in their speech, you don't just blow it off thinking it's a brain fart. You know, pay more attention to it. Now, I have a stutter. Right, those stutters happen, but if you've always had it, all right, nothing to panic about. But a new change with speech, a new onset stutter, that makes me want to order an MRI of the brain. Make sure there's not tumor, stroke, etc. So, you know, our family members, we want to watch closely. One thing that could be a very, very simple fix is a hearing aid. Some people have issues with speaking because they're having hearing issues or they're losing their hearing. And so if you start to have deficits with your hearing, your speech is going to be impaired. So it could be something that simple. So usually workup for somebody having a speech issue, in addition to an MRI of the brain, is checking their thyroid, checking their blood sugar, checking their blood count, evaluating them for depression and anxiety, evaluating them for infection, because a meningitis or encephalitis could do that too, evaluate them neurologically. You know, but there's a variety of things that could cause it. One little thing that I do notice with Nancy Pelosi, though, is she seems to fight with her hands. She uses her hands, almost trembles a little bit when she speaks, which means this is something she's been battling for a while, and she's putting a lot of effort. So hopefully she has nothing seriously wrong, but it is concerning. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't wait to have a stroke until you screen for having a stroke. Honestly, screening for stroke and risk factors for stroke is very, very easy and very simple, and it doesn't have to be that expensive. Lifeline Screening offers quick, easy, and painless screenings. They use ultrasound technology, so no radiation. You don't have to take off your clothes. And they could look at your carotid arteries to see if you are having carotid plaquing that could put you at risk for stroke. And they could look at your heart to see if you're at risk for atrial fibrillation. They could look at your aorta in the abdomen to rule out an aneurysm. They could look at your bone density, your testosterone levels, liver, kidneys, lung screenings. They could do so much. They have packages that start as low as $149, much more affordable than if you use your high deductible insurance plan. So call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE. That's 888-815-LIFE. All right, so statin use has been linked to a 30% increased risk of diabetes. Lord have mercy. I hate these articles coming out on this because the statin medications are my favorite medication. I love the cholesterol medications, the statins. Love, love, love them. They are my favorite medication ever. I could prescribe them every day in my sleep. You think doctors are Pez dispensers when it comes to writing medications? We're not, but I will very easily admit and turn into a Pez dispenser if it means you taking your cholesterol medication and not having a heart attack. So I am a huge, huge fan of statin medications, and I don't care who makes fun of me or says I'm in bed with pharmaceutical companies, which I'm not, but I love the statin medications. However, we have another study linking it to diabetes. So this latest study comes from Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, and they found that those at high risk of diabetes will increase their risk by at least 30% if they took this medicine for high cholesterol. And what they did is they examined 3,200 U.S. adults that were enrolled in the Diabetes Prevention Program, DPP. And I broke this down. It's on my website, and it's on my Facebook page and Twitter if you want. And the study spanned 10 years, looking at three groups. Those who were on metformin, which is that oral diabetic medication that we talked about that helps with insulin resistance. Those who took a placebo or a dummy pill. And those who were given advice for a healthy lifestyle of diet and exercise. Now, at the start of the study, only 4% of the participants were on statin medications. And over the 10-year period, about a third of them ended up being on this cholesterol medication. Now, the study, which was kind of an observational study, found that those on statin medications were 36% higher risk for being diagnosed with diabetes. And then once they kind of looked at baseline risk factors and clinical criteria, they lowered that number to 30%, which is why the articles all say 30%. Didn't matter the strength of the medication, but they found that those, remember, this was a diabetes prevention program. So 3,200 adults who did not have diabetes, I believe they were obese, but they did not have diabetes, were either told to diet and exercise, were given a diabetes medication, or took a dummy pill. But while these people were trying to prevent becoming diabetic, on their own, their doctor might have started them on cholesterol medication because their cholesterol might have been high. So by the end of the 10 years, a third, so about 1,000 of those adults, ended up just being on a statin medication. Then when they looked at who ended up getting diabetes, they found that roughly a third got the diabetes. So the most common statin that was involved in this was Zocor or simvastatin. That was taken by 40% of the people who were on the cholesterol medication. Then the next common was Lipitor at 37%. And the thing is those are the most commonly prescribed of the cholesterol medications. I love Crestor, but, Zocor came out, I believe, before Lipitor. So many people were already in love with Zocor and already on it. Zocor is a good drug. It works. And a lot of insurance companies like it because it's cheaper. And then Lipitor, when that came out in the 90s, that was like gold. And so, you know, people took that like crazy. So it makes sense that those were the more common. Now, what does that mean for you If you take Lipitor or Crestor or Zocor or Pravastatin or Mevacor or whatever cholesterol medication that's a statin, what does that mean for you? Well, don't stop taking it. Because, like I said, I have never had a patient die of a heart attack that was taking his cholesterol medication. Now, millions of Americans already have high cholesterol and diabetes, or one or the other. And high cholesterol and lipids lead to their atherosclerosis. Right? We talked about how these plaques that build up in the blood vessels will prevent blood flow going to the heart. Those that have high blood sugar will increase arteriosclerosis as well. You're kind of behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. It's almost like the diabetes triples your cholesterol level in a way. It doesn't triple it literally, but it's such a whammy on your heart and on your blood vessels that having diabetes is even worse than the high cholesterol. And so it really catapults your risk of heart disease if you have both. Now, what is so crucial about these statin medications is they do two things. One is they lower the LDL, and we'll talk about the LDL. The other is they help seal the plaque. And some of you will say, well, why are we sealing the plaque? We want the plaque to go away. Well, yes and no. Okay, because I remember when I was a medical student, I was like, seal the plaque. What? Makes no sense. You know, they're like, Dahlia, you're stupid. Why how'd you get into medical school? Basically, the reason why heart attacks happen, and we've discussed this, is that plaque that's along the artery, right, the coronary artery, if it's fragile, if it's hanging out and sticking out and just looking unstable, and it starts to break away from the blood vessel lining, it tears the lining. Well, you suffer a tear, all your inflammatory cells come to, you know, stop the bleeding and to fix the tear. And when all that inflammatory cells come into play, you make a clot. So not only is the plaque causing a clot, but your clotting factors cause a clot. And that's how you could have a sudden heart attack, a massive MI. So you don't want the plaque sticking out. You want the plaque sealed, starting to regress, which we believe some of these statin medications do. Staying put and not tearing. So that's why the statins have been so groundbreaking. But we had a study earlier this year from Australia that found a 33% increased risk of diabetes in older women who took statins. There's been some other, you know, causes, other studies. So do statins cause diabetes? Now, one argument I've had is the average person with diabetes will precede their diabetes diagnosis with having high cholesterol, which means somebody who's a diabetic, if you go back in time, they had high cholesterol. So does that mean if somebody has high cholesterol, are they going to automatically have diabetes anyway? No, it doesn't. But if there's a good percentage of high cholesterol patients starting to become diabetic, because there's similar mechanisms in play, then how do you blame a cholesterol medication if that person with cholesterol was going to develop diabetes anyway? But there are some theories that maybe the statins interfere with the pancreas' release of insulin. If the statins mess with the pancreas and the pancreas can't shoot out insulin, that'll then cause diabetes. Or if it causes the insulin to not work as well, does statin medication interfere with the way insulin works? Another study back in 2015 found statins to increase calcium buildup in the arteries, but that study still didn't, you know, relate it to diabetes. So, I'm still of the belief that the average person, you know, with cholesterol issues will eventually go on to develop diabetes. Is the statin medication at play? I don't know, because but these studies keep coming out. Remember, what does the statin medication do? Well, the statin medication, they're HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. So they inhibit the active part of that enzyme that kind of produces cholesterol. And you have LDL, you have HDL, which we'll talk about in the next hour. And, you know, we'll talk about what your cholesterol levels should be. But I don't want you guys to panic yet. Just stay tuned and we'll still work through this. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away. Rebel.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.